in here for you and I, and we'll see how much music we get in before we go live in the studio with Patrick Davey and the Ghost. More things to mention about the DIY fair this weekend. They've got 140 local vendors, 18 Michigan breweries, 11 local restaurants, free Ferris wheel rides, and many, many more. They're also doing a 5K run on Saturday afternoon at 10 a.m. You can register at the DIYfair.com website. There's going to be 57 bands on three stages. Starts Friday night at 6 o'clock. Also, keep in mind that over at the Loving Touch, they'll be having music all weekend, and I imagine a lot of the other bars in Ferndale will be jumping places, so you can get out and maybe catch a little air conditioning if it gets warm and enjoy music indoors. But it's going to be an outdoor fair, one of the last ones, fifth annual, happening this weekend. I can't forget to mention, though, don't forget that on Monday night, Detroit Blues Party is a jam happening at the U Detroit Cafe, hosted by yours truly, Mr. White and Howard Glazer. So come on down if you're a guitar player, harmonica player, singer, drummer. If you want to join the Detroit Blues Party Monday night at U Detroit Cafe, Mr. White is the man to see. All right, let's listen to some Phantasmagoria as we get ready to go live in the studio with Patrick Davey and the Ghost. Okay, Phantasmagoria is happening in the background, but we are going to be going live with Patrick Davey and the Ghost. Are you ready? Ghost, are you ready, Mr. White?
Yes, we are ready. In fact, we are ready for the live drive at 5. In fact, we have Patrick Davey and his acoustic ghost right here in our live drive at 5 studios. In fact, fellas, are you there? No, they're not there.
They're not there. Let's figure out what's going on.
Okay.
In the background, we're listening to Phantasmagoria, one of the 57 bands that are going to be playing at the DIY this weekend.
Okay, let's take it down and see if we can hear them again. Patrick Davey, are you there?
Oh, I hear him.
I
can hear something in my headphones.
Are you in queue or something?
Are you there?
I can just barely hear
them. Just barely we can hear them. They're ghostish. Yes, it's hauntingly.
There we go.
Oh, all right. Here we are.
All right. Now we have them. Just a loose connector there.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. Well, hey, you're not a loose connector. You're well connected right here at WHFR. And today, as I said, we have Patrick Davey and his acoustic ghost here in the studio. In fact, what would you like to start off with today?
Oh, we're going to start with myself, Patrick, and then Adam Padden is here, and we're taking a break from the full electric. So we're going to play Where It Began, just two acoustic guitars.
My room at midnight, and I walked down to the street. You never came, left me staring at my feet. Like a moving storm, I felt you passing me by. Your absence kept me safe, but your absence left me dry. Ooh, I will find you where you are. I will pull you from the wreckage of your overturned car. Ooh, we will walk through the beauty that we're lost, angry faces screaming on the TV. Break the keys off in the locks, tear the hands off the clock. Let the highway run dark until it ends where it began, where it began. I only catch my rest on the latest of nights, from nowhere to nowhere, no ending in sight. Trade days for moments that wither in the breeze, and we crawl darkness on our heads and knees. Ooh, I will find you where you are. I will pull you from the wreckage of your overturned car. Ooh, we will walk through the beauty that we lost, angry faces screaming on the TV. Off in the locks, tear the hands off the clocks, let the highway run dark until it ends where it began, where it began.
All right, yeah. That's
yes.
All right. We have Patrick Davey right here in the Live Drive at 5 studio today. In fact, Patrick, would you like to tell us who your acoustic ghost is today?
Yeah, this is Adam Padden. Adam normally plays bass and electric.
Hang on there.
Sure.
Yeah, we've got some technical problems here with. Okay, we should be set now. Go ahead.
Okay. So with me playing guitar is Adam Padden, and he normally plays electric bass and electric guitar, you know, in the band as the full band. But, you know, in the last year we've been writing a lot and playing a lot of acoustic stuff. A lot of times that's where the songs start. So he's I think we're at this point pretty good writing partners. So
I'm glad to hear that. In fact, Adam, I gotta give you a shout out because you were one of the very first people to play here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 with Chetta Clawson.
Were you? I wasn't playing with Chetta yet.
No,
but I remember him. I knew him at the time, and I remember him doing it.
Yeah, that was one of our very first shows,
yeah,
and then I think you started
back.
Playing him. Yeah, that was 5.5 years ago.
Like 05 5.5.
Yeah, it was. We just had our 5th. Anniversary in January.
Yeah, 2007.
It was spring 2006.
You're a musician.
But yeah, I remember right shortly after that, I was mistaken. I thought maybe you were with him that day, but that was 5.5 years ago that we met you. You were playing the bars. You weren't even old enough to actually be in the bars. I don't think either of you were.
But we won't tell. But it's good to see you. Yeah, you've got partnered up with David here, and you're having a fine time.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. In fact, what can we say? You've got lots of stuff going on.
Yeah. I mean, it's been. And we can talk about it more. You know, as the hour progresses, or whatever. But you know, I do want to point out. You know, and if they're listening, I've got. We're going to play a couple of tracks a little later from an album that we released in the winter called The First Cold Night. And that's, you know, that's the electric side of things. And I it's still pretty much the majority of what we do. So for Will Shattuck, our drummer, and for Topher Horn, who's joining now and playing keys, you know, to those guys, we got to give a hello. I think maybe we'll get them all in here one of these months. And plug everything back in.
You have a room full of ghosts.
Yeah.
All okay, right. So do you have something else for us?
Yeah, we're going to keep down this really nice, depressing lineage of songs. This one's called Fine Line.
Get there in my happy dreams. A thousand cities with nothing in between. And they can't ever shake it out of you. You break it up, all the things you do. Thank you.
Is it one of those songs? I don't know.
we are always walking that fine line right here at WHFR. So, in fact, where do songs like that come from for you?
You know, I, without getting too personal about it, I guess we always feel like that sometimes. You know, you get to know somebody you probably shouldn't, or you get to know them in a way you shouldn't have, and then you got to deal with it. And I think, you know, I think the world's complex like that. So there you go. The complexities that we face every single day tend to eventually become a song, usually when I'm not too focused or busy, or, you know, the moment you relax and really start to think about what you're doing, that's when the ideas happen.
So true. Well, we're really happy to have you here today, the acoustic version of Patrick Davey and the Ghosts. And who are some of the, you have? How big is the actual band when you're a full band? Is it just a three-piece?
Yeah, well, it has been a three-piece for the past, like, three years or so. But we recently added an old friend of ours, Topher Horn, on keys. Who actually used to play drums in the beginning of the band, so
it's just
he's back.
It's like a family of people. We're constantly making noise together, and I think, you know, adding the keyboard has allowed us to it's so easy to come off sounding too heavy or too modern rock or too any number of things. But, you know, a three piece wasn't giving us the sort of room we wanted artistically and melodically. We were falling into some bad habits. We're getting really trashy about everything. And I thought, you know, I think we all kind of just came to a consensus. Topher wanted to play. We wanted him to join. We were looking for a change. Went through a few months of really wondering, you know, what the next step would be. So in order to make better music, or to make music that we like better, we needed to add Topher. And it's new. It's like a couple weeks of rehearsal at this point.
Yeah, we haven't even played a show yet with the four piece band,
that first one here will be October 13th.
Yeah,
at the Logger House.
New Dodge.
At the New Dodge.
I lied. Yeah,
Logger House double booked.
Yeah, that's right. That as tends to happen. But yeah, so at the New Dodge, we'll I guess that'll be our four piece debut.
And along with you at the New Dodge, I hear that Mick Bassett and Stephen Schmidt have a thing they were putting together. They're also playing that night?
Yeah, I think they're going under the name Mannequins, I believe.
Yeah, they both of those guys are dear friends as well.
They're good. Yeah, both of them great performers. So it's a great lineup. Is there anyone else on the lineup that you can remember?
I'd have to defer to Lee Majors.
The Finer Things?
Yes, it looks like Stephen Schmidt and the Finer Things.
Yeah. Yeah, the Finer Things are going to come out of Ann Arbor, I think, for that show. I do remember that now.
Okay.
And they're intensely musical. They're nerds like the rest of us, and I think I want to say they're music school kids.
It's interesting. The New Dodge is actually they're starting a Tuesday night acoustic dinner thing, and so they've got some. I've been there for some pretty wild and crazy shows, but it's nice to hear some acoustic music you can actually enjoy. And
well, I'll tell you what,
we've got
a phone call coming in. We got to give a shout out to Christopher, who's calling. Yes, Christopher's written in on Facebook. We got a caller coming in, and why don't we have some more music?
Hello.
All right,
take it away.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Let's play a happy one.
Were we gonna do something going on today or no?
Yeah, let's get that in.
We don't have, I mean, whatever.
I see you walk a fine line where the water meets the sand. Waves come in and out, and it's forcing me to dance between me. The sky and the sea. And I cannot explain all the motions of the heart. And I can only tell you that it's been there from the start. And I know you're the one. 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 And I get off feeling and it's reaching on my spine. Shiver takes moments and I'm lost in this time. I know. You're the one. So I'll wait, I'll run, I'll be on both sides of the gun. Cause I know, you're the one. So I'll wait, I'll run, I'll be on both sides.
Very nice.
I just checked our FM signal, and you sound great going over the air.
Okay. Oh, good.
Good to hear.
I had to hurry and get back to the studio. So.
Well, we're happy about that.
We've had a couple comments on Facebook and a call from Josh, from who's in the Hit Society.
Oh, we know Josh.
He's enjoying the show, and he asked me to ask you the question, if you can explain, do you know what YOLO is?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do we?
Yeah.
Can we say it on the air?
Yeah. It's no. You can say it. It means it's kind of one of those teen text acronyms. It means you only live once. I was under the impression that it meant something else entirely for a long time, and it became I became the butt of many jokes because I didn't know what YOLO meant.
Can you share what you thought it was?
I don't think we can do that on this radio station.
Fair enough. That's what I was trying to get at.
So no. It doesn't mean anything bad. It means you only live once, which I suppose
once.
Is true.
YOLO. That's great.
But can't you see a bunch of, like, you know, tweens texting that to each other? Like, oh, you only live once. That's where it came from.
All right. Well, I want to say, do a shout out to Josh, who said you guys sound
thanks,
good.
Josh. And
so we've got some music queued up from a CD.
Vic, why don't we talk a little bit about your CD you've got?
Okay.
And
we've got some here. If people will give us a call, the number's 313-845-9676. Option one gets you into the studio. We'll send you out a CD.
And in fact, you picked out one song in particular off this CD. It was a consensus. This was one you had to play called Devil.
Yeah. I met the devil. Yeah, this CD is kind of a combination of recordings that we did with Jim Diamond in downtown Detroit, and then we also at my dear friend Eric Nordine's house in Brighton. He gave us his house for a weekend, and we went out and did some recordings with Christopher Hughes, who came in from St. Louis. So yeah, the Devil song is actually it is from that that session in Brighton.
Yeah, that session in Brighton was the first recording that we did with Will Shattuck, our current drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And Shout out to him.
So yeah, the CD is called The First Cold Night. How appropriate for as we get into the fall.
Right.
The picture on the front, I have to ask, is that in Hamtramck? Is that the Kowalski sign that's blurred?
You're excellent. You got it. Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what that is. And I think, you know, that was one of those many nights where we were, they all kind of blend together.
In fact.
For a number of reasons. And, probably that photograph is probably taken from the inside of Lee Major's car or Adam's car or whatever we were riding around in. And I can almost guarantee you we were going to play a show that night, and it just had that feel, that kind of like rainy, just late October, early November, just like the first really nasty one, and it's like, first cold night. It seemed right.
Okay. Yeah.
and all the lights kind of blend together, mm-hmm. So you only know it's a Kowalski sign if you're from Detroit.
Yeah, for some reason that's how it always looks when I'm in Hamtramck.
Yeah, it's you know, it's
like I don't think of Hamtramck in the summer. Like, I don't even, it's like impossible for me. So it's like it always feels like that to me, like the last of the brown leaves kind of blowing around and just the dampness. Anyway, but yeah, that is the Kowalski sign. That's exactly right.
All right. So we're going to listen to I Met the Devil from this off your CD.
Great.
To give a little bit of what the full ghost band is like.
That's right.
All right.
Take it away.
Just don't care. I'm not afraid to die.
Right. Well, that sounds very different than what we're getting today.
Yeah, it's we're the most bipolar group of musicians in the city.
Oh, it really is. Those are some heavy ghosts you got there.
Yeah. That's a fun one live. I mean, I encourage anybody to come see what that sounds like live. That, you know, and that we're keeping that in the lineup kind of as you heard it, even as we transition into a four piece, because it's one of those good ones where it's like if we get it right, it's like I can feel the paint coming off the walls in the room. It's just really just it's nice and sour and just heavy. So.
A keyboard will really make that even heavier.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Add some little haunting tone to it.
Now, for this CD, the First Cold Night, where can people get that?
You know, all of our music is available online. You can pick it up at on iTunes or maybe Adam can chime in here. But it's also it's available free. It's all over everywhere, and it's on YouTube if you do that, because that's all I do until I listen to a song 100 times and then buy the record after I've listened to it on YouTube 1,000,000 times. I mean, we've tried to put it everywhere. We just want people to have it.
That's great.
Okay.
So if you Google Patrick Davey and the Ghosts or Patrick Davey, a slew of options will come up.
Yeah, Bandcamp or Spotify, you can stream for free.
Oh, yeah, we're on Spotify now. I forgot, yeah.
Okay, and I know you're on Facebook because I've seen you there.
Yeah, that's absolutely unavoidable. Yeah, we're there with the rest of the voyeurs ready to express ourselves at any given moment.
Well, you can come on in. Patrick's friendly.
Yeah, I'm really friendly.
In fact, would you be friendly enough to give us another song?
Oh yeah, always. You know what? Are we gonna? You want one that we play, or you want to throw one off the disc?
No, go ahead and play one.
All right,
great. If we got you playing, we want to make you work.
All right, perfect.
Should we do "I've Got Your Eyes"?
Sure.
Okay.
This is called "I've Got Yours."
All you gotta do is keep moving. And all you gotta do is keep moving on. Stuck on the old path, in a straight line. How long will it last when we're out of time? Well, I've got yours if you've got mine, and the roof is coming down tonight. I've got yours if you've got mine. All you gotta do is keep reaching out. All you gotta do is keep reaching out. Looking when I've got yours, if you've got mine.
Very nice.
Yeah. All right, Patrick Davey and the Ghost, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5.
So you've got the one show that's going to be at the Dodge on October 13th, I believe the date was?
Yeah.
Are you got any other plans? Are you traveling or doing anything interesting coming up in the works?
You know, finally after a couple of years of just working the local scene and then rehearsing and recording a lot, we finally got a... We just got the bug and we started traveling again. So yeah, I think we intend to hit Chicago, and New York, and Philadelphia. Mm. I think twice in New York actually. All this before the beginning of December. We want to be here for December. There are two times a year that I just, you know, I really love playing in Detroit. One is right around the holidays.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, our things are going on there. I think we've almost got it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the reasons we need to do a benefit here at WHFR is to get new cords. things wear out around here.
That happens.
Okay, I think you're good now.
Are we good?
Yep, you okay. Are.
So you want me to pick up somewhere? So yeah, we are traveling. We're going to hit New York a couple of times and Chicago and Pittsburgh in case it didn't come through. And this is all kind of around some shows that we want to play in Detroit for the holidays. There's Home for the Holidays, and there are, we have kind of like a family group of bands. We'll do our show at the Logger House, and then there will be Halloween. So in between Halloween and December, so I guess November is the word for that. That we'll be traveling a lot then.
So, great.
Yeah, for the first time, this band has not really traveled. You know, we played New York recently. And it was kind of like, it was just like, you know, we found another room in a house or something.
Well, hey, you got to come home for Christmas, just like the Motown show. And rather than the Fox Theater, you're playing the Logger House.
Right.
Right.
All right. And our sound technician, Alan Cantina, was... checking some chords and making sure things are going to get good. We got a buzz in there now.
We got a buzz, and it seems like the channels are shifting from right to left.
No, we've got Well, we'll just...
How about if we play something off the CD and see if we can get this worked out?
That's right.
That's a great idea.
In fact, what would you like to have? I think, what would you like to have?
Well, there's a song called Home, and I think we're going to start playing it again. It's in... Open Sea, recorded it with Diamond. Let's play that song, Home.
That's so appropriate. We've just talking about you guys are going to be on the road, but you'll be home for Christmas.
That's right.
Here is off the CD, The First Cold Night, Home by Patrick Davey and the Ghost.
We'll be right back.
I love that. That's a powerful song. Home by Patrick Davey and the Ghost. I don't think I'm bringing up their microphone because we're redoing some wires, but Mr. White is programming in another song. I think we're going to do Songs for Spring. Let's in this CD that is called The First Cold Night.
That's right. Right now, Alan Cantino is my Swiss Army knife, and we're rewiring the board as we speak.
So we're going to play something off the CD right now.
Most of the time, most most of the time.
Alrighty, that was off this Patrick Davey and the Ghost CD, The First Cold Nights.
And let's see if we have him back.
I'm here. Do you have me?
Yes, we got a little bit of a buzz, but is that good enough, Alan? Yes, he's...
We're going to keep it going.
We have to give a big shout-out to Alan Cantino here. Who else but our sound engineer expertise, Alan Cantino. I was stripping off wires with his teeth before I gave him my Swiss Army knife to rewire the board and make sure everything sounds good.
So we won't know until we hear you. So he's working on that little buzz. How long has the band been together?
You know, for a while, you know, Adam and I have been playing together for about 3 years.
Oh, that's not good.
Sounds good. Yeah, we've been playing together for about 3 years, and then we... we've played with a number of people, but Will has been with us for about two and
about a year and a half.
Yeah. About a year and a half, actually.
I think he might have to hold the two.
No,
connections.
We got it right now.
Already?
Why don't we? Why don't we
it's
have some more
good.
Music?
Let's play some music.
All right, you got it.
We get it while we got you. Kick and scream and fight. You can preach what you think's right, but I will only let you down on the first sign of the first cold night. So we go down, but we don't get up. A little bit too much, but it's not enough. We go thank you.
great sound you two have together, the way your voices blend and guitars blend.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, in fact, we want to let people know, where can people get a hold of Patrick Davey and the Ghosts?
I mean, all over online. You know, Google it, Patrick Davey and the Ghosts, or just Patrick Davey. We have a website now, too, patrickdaveyandtheghosts.com. We're all over Facebook. The music's up for free everywhere. Spotify and what is that one? Bandcamp. It's on iTunes if you want to pick it up there. And you know, we're playing quite a bit too. So and that tends to show up online. But October 13 at the New Dodge is the next show.
Local show where people get a chance to see you.
Yep.
All right. So can we get some more out of you since we've had?
Yeah, we got a couple more.
Okay, give it a minute. There's still a little bit. I think we got it right now. Go for it.
Okay, let me.
If people want to call, the number's 313-845-9676. Option one gets you into the studio. If you'd like to have a copy of this CD we've been playing. And we are live in the studio with Patrick Davey and the Ghosts. Next week we're going to have the Creelers, Irish punk rock Celtic music. And should be a lot of fun.
But
right now we have Patrick Davey and Adam.
The Acoustic Ghost.
Patton.
The Acoustic Ghost. Yeah. This is Pins and Needles. Here's another uplifting song for you.
Time you're gonna feel.
fact, I want to give a shout out to Adam on that one. The lead sounded really nice.
Oh, thank you.
And in fact, that's from a bass player. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, to call Adam a bass player, it's like that's one of the things he does really, really well. You know, it's like one of the toughest things to decide is when is Adam going to play guitar and when is he going to play bass. Well, you know, because you miss one no matter what you do. So.
I always think a really good bass player plays lead bass.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been enjoying bass playing more, but I think that goes through cycles, for me at least.
Yeah, we actually, with the four-piece, you know, our intention is to, you know, at times break down the kind of structure and maybe eliminate the bass and let the keys handle some of that work.
Well.
And I'll handle more of the rhythm stuff and let Adam really play lead guitar. There are things that Adam can do on the guitar that I could never dream of doing.
Okay, well, we've only got about 5 minutes left. What can you give us in 5 minutes?
You know what? Let's do one more, and then we can talk our way out.
Oh, well, okay, take it.
All right. So this is brand new, and it's called The Lost Art of Keeping a Secret. And I'll let that be in a piece of imagination. I will point out that I am aware that The Lost Art of Keeping a Secret is a Queens of the Stone Age song. That is not what this is at all.
Drink at Chicker House.
It's also my favorite drink.
Yeah.
It's a distance that you can't see.
We can end with that uplifting note.
All right.
All right.
In fact, Oh, I got to give a big, big shout out to Alan Cantino today. He was, who else could rewire our board while we're working on this? In fact, he just told me it actually the board is being held together by static electricity. As long as he doesn't make too many quick movements, we'll be okay. Coming up next week, we're having the Creelers right here on the Live Drive at 5. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.FM. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio